Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There he is.
What an atmosphere. LeBron for the lead. Got it!
I mean, don't stop yelling.
LeBron!
That's not obvious.
James, he wants it. James with two, with one. LeBron again! Again! He's back!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sportsnet Los Angeles, courtesy of the call. I'll be honest. I never thought LeBron was done. Like, it was over for LeBron. You knew he would start playing better, but, you know, like, he had a couple substandard performances by his lofty standards, obviously. Sciatica, first digit in his age as a four. Maybe this isn't going to go great. And then a turn back the clock performance to end the weekend against the Philadelphia 76ers. Maybe the Lakers could beat the Thunder in the NBA Cup semifinals this weekend. They're not there yet. Got to get through tomorrow night. Just a sinking suspicion. If I had to set an over-under tomorrow night of Lakers free throws, 105.5, and NBA would love Lakers Thunder on Saturday in Vegas in the NBA Cup semifinals. Joining us right now to talk all things NBA and the NBA Cup is our good buddy, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA, at HP Basketball on Twitter. What's going on, my friend?
Not much, man. Excited to get into this with you. I can't wait for these cup games. Just the extra kind of juice that these games provide. We got good matchups. We got big stars. I'm really excited for it. I love the NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup is awesome. Like, gives us something fun to bet on, something fun to talk about. So we absolutely dig it. Okay, so we're going to do the two games tonight. And the reason why, like, we're doing this here and wanted Matt on in this slot at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time today is because the Heat Magic game is at 6:00 Eastern. So that is one of the quarterfinals in the East. Winner of Heat Magic will play the winner of Knicks Raptors on Saturday in Vegas in the semis. Winner of that game will play the Western Conference winner in Tuesday, 1 week from today, in the NBA Cup final. So Heat Magic in an hour or 45 minutes from right now. Favorite is flipped in this game, Matt. Orlando is now a 1-point favorite. Total 235.5. Obviously, the big news for the Magic, Franz Wagner is out for them with a high ankle sprain. The Magic couldn't get their core back for even one game with Franz and Paolo and Jalen Suggs, with Anthony Black playing really well and Desmond Bane. Franz is out now. Orlando was a dog. Now the Magic are the favorite. Who do you like in the first game tonight in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup?
Yeah, I like Miami here. I like them a lot in this matchup. If we just kind of look at some of the, like, the trends here, without Franz Wagner, the Magic have not been good over the last three seasons. He's a big part of their offense. He's a big part of their defense. In particular, in half-court offense, he's worth about 3 points to them. The on-off differential with him on court, specifically in half-court offense, which we know is where Orlando can struggle at times, Wagner's, you know, their best facilitator. He's their best creator. So that's going to lean right into what Miami does. Miami's big thing is they run at you to set up their defense. They are number one in the NBA in forcing half-court possessions. What does that mean? It means they don't let you get out those easy buckets in transition. They run at you, and then they get back, and they set back up their defense, and they defend at a very high level, fourth-best half-court defense in the league. So if Orlando doesn't get easy buckets, I don't know how they're going to be able to score here, given the fact that they're down Franz Wagner. Paolo Banchero hasn't been efficient at all this season. That, to me, is a concern. I make this Heat -3. I think this should be a little bit more in their direction here. I understand the home crowd in a cup game has actually been pretty good. The other thing here is that Eric Spoelstra, really good after losing the last matchup to division teams. He's about 60% ATS over the last three seasons when he's in a division matchup after losing the last one like they did to the Orlando Magic. 2-0 ATS versus the Magic this season. Without Franz Wagner, I think the Magic are not going to have enough, and the Heat get it done tonight. They advance in the NBA Cup.
All right, going with the Heat culture. Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat against the Orlando Magic. How about the game tipping off a little bit later on this evening between the Knicks and the Raptors? Karl Anthony Towns right now is questionable. We have to wait on his injury status. Of course, Emmanuel Quickley also questionable. But the Knicks have been getting bet, though, throughout the day. We're all the way out to 5.5 over at BetMGM. Total 226.5. How do you see this one side in total Knicks and the Raptors?
Yeah, I'm on the Knicks big here. The big factor here, honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but it's RJ Barrett. With Barrett in the lineup, the Raptors are 12-5 straight up and even better against the spread. Without him, they are 3-5 and 1-7 against the spread without RJ Barrett. And you go like, what, Matt, come on, how can Barrett matter that much? Here's the answer. The backups for the shooting guard spot are Jacoby Walter and AJ Lawson, and that's such a steep drop-off, combined with the fact that their best minutes are when Barrett shares the floor with Scottie Barnes without Brandon Ingram. Without Barrett, you get more Ingram playing at the two. He plays more minutes when Barrett's out, and Ingram's been a negative net for this Raptors team. That's why they've fallen off a cliff. The Knicks have been bad on the road this season, but this is a different environment, I think, with the motivational factor. It's one reason I think that Towns will wind up playing in this game. I think it'll be, honestly, I would not be surprised at this being a blowout. The average margin of victory for favorites in cup quarterfinals, and we got a tiny sample on this, but it's 9 points, 9.5 actually. So I don't mind taking alts on the New York Knicks. I think the Knicks are going to roll tonight.
Yeah, it's I like the Knicks also in the game. I have exactly the same handicap that Matt does with RJ Barrett being out. And look, I'm a huge Knicks fan, obviously. It does kind of suck for the Raptors, who have had a magical start to the season. And we don't do NBA every day on the show just because we're in the heart of football season, but we're all paying attention to it. Raptors have the great start to the season. They lose RJ Barrett, and things have obviously taken a downhill turn for them. Still have time to turn it around, the Raptors do, but absolutely have to get RJ Barrett back. All right. So Matt thinks it'll be, my stomach hurts just saying this out loud, Heat Knicks this weekend in Vegas. We can get to that in a moment, but all right. I'll maybe bring up the Chiefs, buddy. I lose too when they lose, not just you as a Chiefs fan. But let's do the Western Conference games coming up tomorrow. Probably a fait accompli that the Thunder will be playing in the NBA Cup set. Maybe just a fait accompli that they win the whole thing, win the NBA Cup, and just win the NBA championship. They will almost certainly, Matt, improved to 24-1. 24-1. 24-1. With the win tomorrow night against Phoenix. But the question we want to know, can they cover a huge number against the Suns, who've been very plucked? The Suns are 14. Jordan Ott's done a tremendous job. I can't. The Suns are four games over. OKC 14.5 tomorrow night. Total 227.5. Who do you like tomorrow, betting wise, in the Suns and the Thunder? I'm assuming you think the Thunder will win.
I'm going to take the Suns on the spread here. I think this is too many points for a team that's been hyper-competitive. The goal here for Phoenix, and they've done a really good job of this, when they have Mark Williams, they are an entirely different team. Now, they're a much better team when they have Devin Booker, but not entirely ruled out that Booker might play in this one. If Booker plays, I'm going to stare a long time at the money line. I will stare at it. I may not have the guts to bet it, but I will stare at it. If you're asking, like, how could the Suns win this game? It's simple. OKC's weakness is their offense. If you don't turn the ball over, which is almost impossible because they're basically demons that crawl all over your body and steal body parts from you. But if you're able to not turn the ball over, you can get them into a grinded out game. And their half-court offense is actually not elite. It's good. It's not elite. You get into an ugly game, and all of a sudden I can see a scenario where this is a six-point game in the fourth quarter. Dylan Brooks hits a three. It's a 3-point game. I can see this happening. It's like, can they get all the way there to win the thing? But I think 14 points is disrespectful to what Phoenix has been. It's honestly like, I get it because the Thunder, despite everything, is still above, they're still above 500 ATS this season, despite being basically double digit favorites in every game. But the strength of schedule for OKC is not exactly stellar. And you go like, well, the Suns aren't stellar. No, but they're better than you think. This is too many points. So I am on principle going to be betting the Suns on the spread. If I can get Booker ruled in, I will look at the money line because of the value and just the fun of it. My best bet, though, is going to be on the over in this game. As good as OKC's defense is, their defense is great at causing turnovers. If the Suns have a bad game, OKC's going to rack up points by getting downhill on them. And this is what happens is once they start to run away, they run away big time. And a lot of these unders turn into overs. So I really like the over for tomorrow night, over 224.5, 225 in the market. I've got it at 227.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devin Booker, questionable as of right now for tomorrow night's game. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Nick and Femi, BetMGM Network, talking the NBA Cup with our friend Matt Moore, Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA, Substack link in his Twitter profile at HP Basketball. Okay, we have, I mean, you want a juicy game in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. We might have a really, really good one tomorrow night with the Lakers and the Spurs in Los Angeles. Victor Wembanyama might be back for San Antonio in this game. Listed as questionable right now. I think Stephon Castle is going to play for San Antonio. I was not joking when I said earlier, like the NBA is going to want this to be. I guess Spurs Thunder is good also if Wemby's going to play, but it ain't Lakers Thunder. Lakers a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow night against San Antonio. Again, we don't know about Wemby. Total 235.5. Matt, how are you approaching this right now with a little bit of injury uncertainty with Lakers Spurs tomorrow night, Wednesday night?
So Wembanyama practiced. So I think he's going to play. I think this is the date that they've circled for him to return.
That's
I think
awesome.
He makes the return.
That's so
in the
awesome.
Cup, which is like, yeah, it's really great for a number of reasons. Just getting Luka versus Wemby in a cup game in LA is going to be absolutely tremendous.
You mean Austin Reeves, right?
Right. Austin, most improved player, Austin Reeves, yeah. By the way, is what yeah. I, yeah. That's how I like to refer to him. I'm not going to be on the spread in this game. I've got it too close. I've got this preseason priors make this about 4 and in-season numbers make it 2 for the Lakers. I like the Lakers to advance, but I honestly think this is a very coin flippy game with how San Antonio has managed to play and how good they've been and their defense. The Lakers defense is not good, which is why my best bet on this game is going to be the over. I have this way, way over. Lakers home overs have been a godsend this season. So I'm going to be on that because I don't think San Antonio's defense is good enough to slow down the Lakers offense. I like the combination of the Lakers physicality and size going up against Wembanyama and that frontline Cornette, et cetera. I like the ability for San Antonio to get downhill on the Lakers perimeter defense with Castle, Fox, et cetera, and all those guys. I definitely think this is an over spot. That's going to be where I'm going to focus on this one. I do think Lakers win. If I'm doing a basketball non-numbers handicap, I think Lakers win this game in advance of the semis. But I do think this is if we could just get everybody healthy and just get everybody to stay on the court for the entire game, I think we could have an instant classic on our hands.
I love that. In like 30 seconds, Matt, and then Femi's going to hit you with a little awards. I'm currently, like at this moment, I'm staring right now at OKC to win the NBA Cup, minus 135. How are they not just winning? Do you want to make a case? I know you said you'll stare at Suns money line tomorrow. How are they not winning here? Would they be your bet? If like water a gun to your head, you have to bet a team. Is it the Thunder or somebody else?
Give me the entire NBA and tell me like one of these teams is going to beat the Thunder and they're going to beat them in a cup game before the cup got decided, right? I know they've picked Houston and Denver because that's what you got to do. And then the next two teams I would have said would have been the San Antonio Spurs with Victor Wembanyama and the Los Angeles Lakers. The Thunder have had problems with Luka historically. Now they have dominated as of late, no question, but with a fully healthy Lakers team, I kind of like this opportunity for them. Ayton has a big body with no Hartenstein. You've got Luka who's able to break their individual defense. They've got enough firepower to match up with OKC. It's a question of can they get enough stops? And OKC's offense is a little wonky. For the Spurs, man, come on. Like, it's Victor Wembanyama. Like, he's a game breaker. He's a world breaker. He changes everything for them. And with the speed that they have, I'm not saying that those teams are going to win. They shouldn't. Like, I'm going to have them favored. I'm going to have the Thunder favored by more than a possession. That's how good they are. I do think the Lakers, if they advance, are live. I think they are live to win this entire thing, which is why Luka Doncic, Cup MVP, I think has a lot of value, as well as a long shot on the guy you mentioned, Austin Reeves, who is at an outrageous number in the market. He was at one book, 80-1 earlier in the week. You can still find him at a very good price to be Cup MVP. I like betting on the Lakers a little bit in the spot for exactly the thing you said. OKC's physical defense, right? They're so physical. You know what that means? That means fouls, Nick. Guess who's number one in free throw rate? Your Los Angeles Lakers. I'm just looking ahead. That one I am keeping an eye on for the semis.
Shocking. The Lakers are number one in free throw rate in the NBA right now. Matt, in about a minute, rookie of the year. Last night we saw Derek Queen, triple-double, 33 points. I saw Tom Haberstroh calling him Jambalaya Joker. Everyone's excited about this dude. Can he win rookie of the year and surpass the likes of Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple in about 45 seconds?
I don't want to bet it yet, just because it's like you're at the peak of value right now. He's coming off that performance last night. He's been phenomenal, but the history of this award says the guys drafted past 10 don't typically win. Cooper's got such an entrenched value here just because he's the most well-known name. If Cooper just puts in like a good rookie season, Cooper's probably going to win. Queen has to be putting up these kind of numbers every single night for a Pelicans team that may eventually be like, yeah, we don't want to risk you getting hurt. You're too good. And shut him down. Like, he was plus 14 last night versus the Spurs. That's crazy. Look, if he keeps this up, we could talk about it. But by then, the value, I think, is gone. You already see him. He's going to start climbing. So to me, I still think there's probably value on Cooper Flagg minus 150.
Are you willing to say, Matt, that the Pelicans trade to the Atlanta Hawks might have been worth it for getting Derek Queen?
No, the process was bad. It's just like you... If you've given up something for a Queen, it's like great. But now it's like you gave yourself no outs. You know what's better than Derek Queen?
He's awesome,
Derek
though.
Queen and Cam Boozer. That's what's better than Derek Queen. So choosing the either or, but I will say it's great to see Queen doing this because that kid was getting saddled with all this talk of like, what a terrible pick. And for him to do this, I do kind of love it to shut up everybody who's so obsessed with draft picks.
I'll tell you what. So basically you're saying like pick Queen instead of Fears with the first pick and then keep the pick for next year. Yeah, that... Fierce has been good. He has been good, but tough to argue that would have been. Yeah, yes. Here's AJ DeBonsa and Derek Queen is a little bit better than Jeremiah Fierce.
Was
and Derek
Dumars
Queen.
Right?
Yeah. Well, when you put it like that, I'm always going to say no. At HP Basketball, Matt, you're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well. Good luck with the bets. We will catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
On the other side, Femi and I will talk about the Los Angeles Superchargers, the LA Chargers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.